Welcome to The Spirit of Chester County, a program which introduces you to Catholics in Chester County and the western suburbs who are making a difference with the Catholic faith. Now with this week's guest, here's Lloyd Broach on The Spirit of Chester County.
Well, as you know, we travel all over the Delaware Valley and specifically Chester County, and that's why the program is called The Spirit of Chester County. And I had the opportunity 3 years ago to visit a wonderful Catholic cemetery up on the hill in Coatesville. And our guest is Bob Wilmsley, who is the regional director of the Catholic Cemeteries of Philadelphia. And I hope I got that right. And we are busy with Bob because this is a subject that maybe people don't want to talk about, but actually it's a very hopeful subject and something that we should discuss. The Archdiocese operates these cemeteries all over the place, and they do just a magnificent job. I wish you could see what I'm looking at today on this beautiful hill here north of Coatesville. So, Bob, first of all, welcome, and thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us about this. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Lloyd. Great to be back with you again.
Now, this cemetery is next to a Catholic church and a school.
Correct.
And it looks like they all arrived at the same time. Tell us about that.
Well, that's pretty much the case. All the property here is owned by the Archdiocese of Philadelphia, and there was a need for a diocesan cemetery. And as things turned out, there was also a need to relocate St. Peter's Parish to this area. And then the Coatesville, all the elementary Catholic schools in Coatesville were consolidated here, and the school that you see off in the distance is Pope John Paul II Regional Catholic School. So it really is a real strong Catholic presence here with a school, a church, and a Catholic cemetery.
Well, we visited with the mighty Mac Nunn, who runs the school, actually just shortly after I last saw you, and we heard about that school, and what a magnificent thing to see these brand new suburban schools here. It's just really, really wonderful.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. It's great to have that presence here in the area.
But you are involved, obviously, on the other side of life, that where young children are going to Catholic school and being formed as good young Catholics. And you said something to me before we went on the air, which I thought was pretty interesting. You said that being buried in a Catholic cemetery continues your Catholic life. And I wonder if you could explain that a little bit.
Well, it does. It continues your faith journey. And I think maybe, as you mentioned earlier, you have the school, you receive the sacrament, you receive the sacrament of baptism in the Catholic Church, and then you go to school and you get your Catholic education, you receive all your other sacraments, and then when your time is up, you move over to the Catholic cemetery. So it really is an extension of our Catholic faith life.
And it really is kind of part of the journey, as you pointed out. I mean, if you're going to be a Catholic, you know, why not do the whole thing? And these facilities are designed and I think faithfully maintained against that purpose. I saw, you gave me a tour the last time I was here of some of the cemetery ground, and this is really a beautiful place outside of the fact it's Catholic. It's not some rundown cemetery. This is a first-rate cemetery, as I'm sure all of you are.
Well, you know, we always, our Catholic faith teaches us that our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit. And if that's what we're preaching, then the places where their mortal remains are going to eventually be buried need to reflect that stature.
Right.
So that's one of the big reasons why we work very hard to make sure our Catholic cemeteries reflect that tradition.
Our guest is Bob Wilmsley. He's with the Catholic Cemeteries of the Archdiocese of Philadelphia, and he's been very gracious to meet us here in Coatesville. A little bit of a haul. He's only 40 miles one way, so I really appreciate your doing this.
My pleasure.
Is this your furthest, most outpost?
Actually, it is. We have cemeteries in all of the five counties of the Archdiocese of Philadelphia, but as you know, out here in West Brandywine Township, we're really a stone's throw from Lancaster County, which gets us into the Harrisburg Diocese. But we have cemeteries as far north as Ben Salem in Bucks County.
I was under the impression that the Archdiocese actually has owned this property for some time, and it had plans for it in the future, and the future has arrived. Is that
That's correct. Based on the records that I've been able to see, this property was bought around 1964, I believe. And
wow.
it was always the intention of the Archdiocese to have a Catholic cemetery. I don't know how long you've been around this area, but I'm sure you recall that 40-foot granite cross pretty much dominating the landscape here for many, many years.
Well, I haven't been in long that long in terms of my life, but I know when I first arrived in Chester County, I saw that, and I wasn't really sure what that was about because it was here and there didn't seem to be anything else going on.
Right.
And as you say, it's been here a long time, but it's actually a pretty darn nice reminder that that's what this property was about. Yeah. How big is this place?
Well, the cemetery, All Souls Cemetery, when it will be ultimately built out, will comprise 180 acres. Right now, we've only developed 25 of those acres. So what you see now is, in cornfields and other farmland will eventually become a cemetery ground.
Well, I recently attended a funeral and a burial in Springfield, Delaware County on Route 320. And is that one of your cemeteries?
That would be St. Peter and Paul Cemetery.
Right. And that's big, too.
It is. It is. Yeah. That cemetery opened up in 1958. But again, going back historically, the ground was purchased by Archbishop Prendergast in the early 1920s, I believe. So that goes way back as well. That's our busiest cemetery out of all the diocesan cemeteries. They average about 2,000 burials every year.
I can't even put my arms around that. I have noticed that there's always people in there. I just never thought to count how many people.
Yeah, sometimes there might be as many as 10 or 15 funerals a day at St. Peter and Paul Cemetery.
And this is because of the density of Delaware County,
sure,
and the growth and all that stuff, which I guess is going to come here because that's where all the growth is occurring.
Exactly, and the folks who came before me knew that, you know,
yeah,
and they had tremendous foresight. So when they were looking for cemetery ground out here, they made that they took their vision and went west and found this most beautiful parcel of ground.
Well, they certainly did, considering it was almost 50 years ago that they were able to come here and
yeah,
project that image for so many years out front.
Mm-hmm.
Is that kind of planning still going on? Do you still have that kind of projection, or?
Well, the acquisition of large parcels of ground for cemeteries is becoming more and more difficult for a number of reasons. Sometimes there's opposition from the local municipality to have a cemetery in their area, but we're not actively exploring any more areas,
right,
in the archdiocese for any new cemeteries. Just as some background, we have an unopened cemetery. You wouldn't know it if you drove by it in West Grove, Penn Township,
really,
in Chester County. That's Holy Savior Cemetery, and that's about 300 acres, all being farmed right now. So that's going to serve the needs of the Catholic community for many, many years to come. And then up in the in Newtown Township in Bucks County,
mm-hmm,
we have All Saints Cemetery up there. That's another unopened cemetery. So we haven't really planned any new acquisitions of land, but we do have two parcels, one in Chester County, one in Bucks County, that will serve the needs of the Catholic community for many, many years to come.
I think the foresight is extraordinary. Today, everybody around here knows that Southern Chester County is the highest growth area,
mm-hmm,
in the whole place.
Right.
And specifically Penn Township's population has gone through the roof. I think they've like quintupled their population in the last 10 years. This is the Jennersville area, for those folks who don't know. So you're telling me that cemetery was planned years ago by the Archdiocese, knowing that someday
That was purchased in the late 60s, early 70s, I believe. So, again, the foresight of the Archdiocesan officials back then is just astounding.
And who was Archbishop then?
That would have been Cardinal Kroll.
Cardinal Kroll, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's extraordinary.
Yeah.
Jeez. That itself worth the whole show today, just to hear that kind of thing. Our guest is Bob Wilmsley. He's in charge of the Catholic cemeteries of the Archdiocese and has been doing this for several years. How long is several?
Well, I've been director since 1996, but I've been an employee of the Catholic cemeteries since 1972. I just celebrated my 40th year as a Catholic cemeterian.
Gee whiz. Did they give you a watch?
I'm still waiting.
That's not in the budget this year.
No.
Okay, well, we'll have to see you get a watch. We'll get a Timex out of it. Something like that.
An hourglass, anything.
Right. You're listening to Holy Spirit Radio right here at 1420 WCOJ and 1570 WISP, Catholic Radio for the Delaware Valley. And our guest is a great guy named Bob Wimsley. You're listening to the Spirit of Chester County, and my name is Lloyd Roach. And tell me about, I guess, the process. If we're planning for someone's demise or our own, you know, obviously pre-planning is a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
What's the first thing I should be thinking about, especially if I'm older and I want to try to get things lined up so my children don't have to deal with it and so forth? I mean, what kind of walk me through the things I should be doing?
Well, as a Catholic, you should certainly always consider burial in a Catholic cemetery and really take a look at what your needs are. Do you want to have a lot, for example, for just you and your spouse, or would you maybe think that your family, your children, maybe grandchildren, would be part of a larger a plot of ground that you would purchase for a burial? We have what we call single graves, and we have family lots, and family lots can be can accommodate six burials, eight burials, or even more burials than that. So you really need to take a look and see what your needs are and what your preferences are, and then make your decision. And then our pre-need sales counselor would be able to help walk you through the process at any of our diocesan cemeteries and help you with your selection.
That's really interesting because my great-great-grandfather, or maybe it's great-grandfather, did this very thing in the 1870s.
Okay.
And I don't know how many plots there are, but there's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
All of the family members of my family, on my father's side, are buried there because of this guy's foresight.
Yes.
And there's still plenty of room.
That's right.
So this is what you can do for your family.
That's
that was
right.
Over 100 years ago.
Yeah, you can really start a tradition,
right,
of Catholic burial for your family. We're still opening up graves in some of our older cemeteries, like, for example, Holy Cross in Yadin, Delaware County, and mm-hmm. Holy Sepulchre in Cheltenham, lots that were purchased generations ago. But there's still grave space mm-hmm. remaining in there, so you might have two or three or maybe four generations of burials in these lots. And there still would be room in some of these lots for generations to come.
Because I remember when my dad died, the cemetery director, and you probably know about this, said you have to present the deed. And they said, we can't take a photocopy. We need the real deed.
The original deed.
And I'm looking at this thing. It was signed in 1870-something, by Walter Thomas Roach. And it's all in longhand.
Oh, yeah.
And all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, guys, you know, if we don't have this deed, I don't know what I'm going to do. But
some of our deeds in our older cemeteries, Cathedral Cemetery is our oldest cemetery that opened in 1849. We have some old deeds on file in our office, and they were actually written on parchment paper.
Mm. So that's that kind of an interesting historical. So okay, so you've set something up like this. You have a plot or whatever. How does it work? I mean, do you buy the plot or do you rent it or what happens?
You purchase the right of burial in the lot. The cemetery, the archdiocese controls the land, so to speak. You're purchasing an interment right. In fact, we don't refer to the document as a deed anymore.
Oh,
it's
really?
It's called a certificate of interment rights.
Right.
So you have a right to burial in that lot. So it's not an official real estate transaction.
Gotcha.
As much as it would be just the acquisition of burial rights in a particular plot of ground.
Well, to remind you, our program today is brought to you in part by Joseph Wasinek of Wasinek and Brogan, a law firm in Downingtown, not far from where we are. Joe Wasinek has been a wonderful supporter of Holy Spirit Radio, and we want to thank you. Joe is an attorney at law, and I'm sure he won't mind me mentioning this, but he's been a real stalwart in defending a lot of pro-life cases, and he's really a great guy. And that is not what he does all the time, but he's a great guy. And if you really need a good lawyer and you want to go to a place that is nearby and a good, great Catholic guy, Joe Wasinek's your guy, Wasinek and Brogan. We're going to be back here at Holy Spirit Radio and the Spirit of Chester County when the program continues.
The law firm of Wisenick Brogan supports Holy Spirit Radio over WCOJ. Wisenick Brogan can help you with personal injury, disability, work injury, or medical negligence. Representing the communities of Chester and Berks counties and beyond with the highest ethical standards and professional excellence. Wisenick Brogan is proud to support Coatesville Spotlight over WCOJ. You can reach Wisenick Brogan at 610-594-1600 or on the World Wide Web at wisenickbrogan.com.
You're listening to the Spirit of Chester County. My name is Lloyd Roach, right here at Holy Spirit Radio, 1420 WCOJ and 1570 WISP, Doylestown, Philadelphia. And these stations, of course, are Catholic radio for the Philadelphia area. And our guest this morning is Bob Wamsley, who has been just a delight and been very helpful to help us learn more about the whole matter of Catholic cemeteries. Now, Bob, you operate a number of cemeteries, and where are they? I know we're here at the one in Coatesville at Old Souls, too.
Well, yeah, I'll just walk you through chronologically. Okay. Cathedral Cemetery was opened in 1849. That's located at 48th and Lancaster in West Philadelphia. It's right next to our Mother of Sorrows parish, and many people think that it's a parish cemetery, but it actually was the first diocesan cemetery. And then a few years after that, New Cathedral Cemetery opened up. Now, that's up at 2nd and Erie in I guess would be the Juniata Park or the Hunting Park section of Philadelphia. They're the only two diocesan cemeteries within the city limits of Philadelphia. Then you move out to Yadin, Delaware County. That's Holy Cross Cemetery. And then further on up in just across the Philadelphia border on Cheltenham Avenue is Holy Sepulchre Cemetery. If anybody's traveling up Route 309, they'll probably go right through Holy Sepulchre Cemetery, because part of that 309 bisected right. Holy Sepulchre Cemetery. Out, again, keeping in Montgomery County in West Conshohocken, Calvary Cemetery. You can see Calvary Cemetery from the Schuylkill Expressway as you're going eastbound, as you're going through the Conshohocken, you look off to your right. And if you're coming up the Blue Route, many times you'll see a cross very similar to the one that you see here that sort of looms over the Blue Route, and that marks Calvary Cemetery. We've got some we illuminate that cross at night, and we've gotten a lot of phone calls from people saying what a dramatic view that is.
I have seen that. I never knew what it was until this moment.
That's Calvary Cemetery. Yeah, that actually sits at the top of the hill at Calvary Cemetery, sure. Overlooks the whole cemetery. And then Saints Peter and Paul Cemetery in Springfield, which you alluded mm-hmm. to earlier. And up in Bucks County is Resurrection Cemetery. And also in Bucks County, just across the borderline from Montgomery County, is St. John Neumann Cemetery. And then, of course, we come out here to West Brandywine at All Souls Cemetery.
So All Souls here in Coatesville and West Brandywine is the newest one.
It was blessed by Cardinal Regali fittingly on All Souls Day 2009.
Oh, so this is brand new.
Yes, yeah. It's brand new.
So this is the one that's going to have all the growth probably because it's new, and obviously we have a huge population surge here, and just out of sheer numbers, I suspect it will grow.
We expect that this will be a very busy cemetery as the population here ages a little bit more.
Now, before the break, we were talking a little bit about kind of the whys and wherefores on how to plan and what to do. So let's say that we've come to you in one of your cemeteries, and we plan to get a lot. You said it's not a deed anymore, so it's what did you call it before? I can't remember.
A certificate of interment rights.
Things always have to change.
Yeah.
And okay, so now that you have that, what happens next? Am I all set now for a future funeral? Or
well, yes, actually, no. Once you purchase rights of interment here in a Catholic cemetery, you have the option or the right to use that plot whenever the need arises. So if there's a death in a family, obviously your first call should be to a Catholic priest, mm-hmm. and then to the funeral director. And typically the priest will handle the pastoral duties of the death, helping you with setting up the funeral mass, and the funeral director will help make arrangements with you to have the burial take place in the cemetery.
I remember when my dad died, I I don't know whether it was a coincidence or what, but the funeral director happened to be Catholic, so he really knew the score. He really knew how to do the whole thing. And mm-hmm. I remember how easy that was, because my father lived in Florida at the time. And he mm-hmm. wanted to be buried in Delaware County, so that mm-hmm. was a logistic wrinkle that we had to work out. And he mm-hmm. said, "Don't worry about it. We do this all the time."
Yeah. The funeral directors in the area here work so well with our Catholic cemeteries. Yeah. We have a great relationship with all of the funeral directors in the Archdiocese.
And this guy happened to be Stretch, I think it was.
Sure, I know Mr. Stretch.
County, mm-hmm. But they, you know, I'm sure they're typical of most of them. They just was really, really good. And I was, because I, you know, obviously it's not someone you go up and see all the time. So it's,
sure.
And usually your contact with them is only once.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really good to know that. Our guest is Bob Wamsley. And Bob, the other thing I guess you had mentioned to me when I was walking the door before this interview that things have changed in canon law. I mean, when I was a boy and going to parochial school in Newtown Square, I remember distinctly learning that you were just plain not permitted to be buried anywhere but a Catholic cemetery. And the rules have changed. And when did that happen, and how has that affected the average Catholic family?
Well, the old code of canon law, I believe it was a 1917 code, was very clear and very, very brief and very succinct. Catholics must
brief
be buried.
Good, yeah.
Yeah. Catholics must be buried in Catholic cemeteries. There wasn't any gray area. It was cut and dried. Catholics must be buried in Catholic cemeteries. The new code that came along in the early 80s, I believe, changed that code, the old code, and I'm going from memory here, but the new code says where possible, Catholics should be buried in a Catholic cemetery.
Right.
So that's the change. I think.
So they're still encouraging you to do this.
Absolutely, because as we mentioned earlier, going on, it really is an extension of your faith. And if you take a moment and if you can go back to a funeral mass. If you go to a regular Mass on a Sunday, at the end of the Mass, at the conclusion of the Mass, we make the sign of the cross.
Right.
When you go to a funeral Mass, if you notice, there is no sign of the cross. They have the commendation of the body, and then they take the body to the final resting place, we hope the Catholic cemetery, and then that's where the sign of the cross is made. Hmm. So it really is a continuation of the funeral Mass, and it makes sense from many different standpoints to have continue the Mass at a Catholic cemetery. Again, continuing your faith.
One of the great things I've always liked about the Catholic liturgy is that there's a rule for everything. And what you just pointed out is just terrific, because it shows that someone has thought this out ahead of time. And I guess I have never noticed that. I've been to a number of funerals, and mm-hmm. I'm sure that's occurred in every one of them, and probably no one in the church even noticed. Right. And then you go to later to the interment.
And that's when you make
the And when the priest says some prayers over the deceased. And then you say,
then you make the sign of the cross.
So that's kind of
then
it.
It's over.
Then
yeah.
it's over. But it's not over until it's over.
Right, right.
Fascinating.
Right.
See what you learn on this program. See, there's no other program you can learn this stuff. Okay, so tell me what impact this can have on a family. It would seem to me it would make things easier. I mean, to know that you have a cemetery plot all ready to go. You're already in the parish, so you know you're going to have the, as you say, the pastoral part taken care of. Certainly does eliminate a lot of uncertainty.
It really does, and it does two really very important things. One, it allows you to direct your burial, how you want to be buried, where you want to be buried.
Right.
And from the standpoint of your survivors, it takes a tremendous amount of pressure off of them, knowing that, well, Dad already made these arrangements, so here's the certificate of interment rights.
Gotcha.
We're going to call up the funeral home. Dad already purchased a lot. We want to bury him here. So note that the children or the survivors don't have to guess what Dad's wishes were. They know exactly what they were. And at such a stressful time in a family's life, burden is relieved because you've made that decision ahead of time to select your burial plot.
Well, we were just joking about both of us aging a little bit and how you know, we buried parents and now we're the old guys, you know. And I just want to tell you, children, all of you out there, that this is going to provide you with a tremendous sense of relief, because I remember my dad did this for me. He practically wrote me an instruction manual. Mm-hmm. And the whole thing went off like clockwork because he had done it all.
Yeah.
I mean, well, obviously I mentioned we had a family cemetery plot, but he told me what parish, what funeral director, where he was going to be buried, mm-hmm. bada bing, all the way through, right? Mm-hmm. So just follow the manual.
Sure.
Things will be fine.
Yeah. And, you know, you can even pick out your readings. You can pick out the music. You can really write your own.
So those things, it may sound selfish from some point of view, but actually they're doing a great service to the survivor, because none of this stress and chaos in the family that often happens with this stuff. And it all goes away because you just follow the manual.
You know what Dad wanted. You know what Mom wanted. You don't have to guess anymore.
Right. So now, Bob, are there any places we can go to learn more about this from the Catholic cemeteries? Maybe you have an instruction manual. Maybe you have some things that can help us.
We do have some literature, and I'll be happy to share with you after the show. It's a book that's called A Place for the Living, mm-hmm. and it really does lay out what a Catholic cemetery is all about, and gives some very specific information about the Catholic cemeteries of the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. That's available from our pre-need sales counselors. You can also view it on the website for the Catholic Cemeteries Office. You can get to that link through the Archdiocese of Philadelphia website.
Right.
And it will take you to our webpage, where we have information about our cemeteries, any new sections that might be opening up, and a lot of forms and booklets that would be helpful to families as not only as they're making arrangements, but even after they have a burial, to find out what our rules and regulations might be regarding floral arrangements, when they're removed, what's permitted, what's not permitted. So I would direct everybody, encourage you to go to our website and see what the Catholic cemeteries have to offer.
And I would also encourage you that if you want to pre-plan your own funeral, now's the time to do it. And you've got experts like Bob around to help you, and obviously any professional funeral director, to relieve, as I mentioned, a lot of this family chaos. Because there's going to be plenty of chaos going around. Mm-hmm. The very fact that you're deceased is chaotic. So anything that you can do to relieve this for your family and all of your extended family is actually a great blessing to them. So you're really doing them a huge favor. Yeah. And I can tell you from personal experience, it is very, very welcome and very a lot of gratitude on part of our family for what all of our parents mm-hmm. did. Bob, we just have a few minutes, and you mentioned the website. Is there any other kind of resources that people can access? I mean, is there stuff in the parish they can use or anything like that?
Various different parishes will have bereavement support groups,
mm-hmm.
and that would vary from parish to parish. So I would encourage families to check with their local parish and see what the parish might have to offer in bereavement support. Some have very ambitious programs, and others have, you know, it varies, I guess, to the level of the parish. So I think that the first resource would be to go to the parish and see what they have available there.
And I just want to do a little plug here for this particular cemetery, since we're here in Chester County doing the Spirit of Chester County program. This is very easy to find. All you need to do is get on Route 322. We're talking locals now. Go on 322 out of downtown, turn left on 82, and you come right down the hill here to this beautiful, beautiful site. A little gloomy today because I think we're at the tail end of this hurricane as we're recording this show today. But for most of the fall, it's going to be absolutely beautiful. And to come over here and see this, I really commend it to you. Just come over and see. They've got a brand-new building here. It's next to this beautiful parish. It's next to this new brand-new parish school. And it's really a wonderful, wonderful spot. And, that was one final question. Do you have to live in Chester County to be buried in Chester County?
No.
So
no,
it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. You don't even have to live in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia to be buried in the Catholic cemetery in the Archdiocese.
You just be a Catholic.
It's a big, yes, it's yeah.
that's the entry.
Well, the owner of burial rights has to be a Catholic, but mm-hmm. but non-Catholics are certainly welcome to be buried here.
Obviously for spouses and things.
For spouses, other family members, yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, Bob Olmsey, once again, you've been terrific. I want to thank you very much for doing this reprise with me. I appreciate you taking the time to come out, kind of a gloomy day to see me, and Wayne. It's always good to see you, and I wish you all the best in the future with this, especially this cemetery. It looks like you really got a winner here.
Well, thanks. It's always a pleasure talking to you, and I'm most grateful for your kind words about the Catholic cemeteries.
Okay. For the Spirit of Chester County, this is Lloyd Roach.
You have been listening to The Spirit of Chester County, a program which introduces you to Catholics in Chester County and the western suburbs who are making a difference with the Catholic faith. The Spirit of Chester County is made possible by a generous grant from the law firm of Wusinic, Brogan & Stanzione in Downingtown. Join us again next time on The Spirit of Chester County, right here on 1420 WCOJ and 1570 WISP, Holy Spirit Radio for the Delaware Valley.